Hey, what is up? It's Todd, and welcome to my Thanksgiving episode. I love Thanksgiving. The stuffing, the cornbread, the gravy. I love carving the turkey. I'm the family's turkey carver. Have always been, since my grandfather told me, hey, get over here, let me teach you how to carve the turkey. And I said, well, what's the secret, Pop? And he said, the secret is, he who carves the turkey gets to eat first. And I love that. I love getting to eat first and pretending I know what I'm doing when I'm carving that turkey. But in this episode, I want to break down Thanksgiving a little bit differently. I want to put that pumpkin pie aside and get down into the nitty-gritty of what's going on this year for Thanksgiving.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yeah, I love family. Have always loved family. They're my favorite people and my best friends. If you look inside of my phone on my iPhone and you look at my favorite section, it's Wendy, my wife, my mom, my dad, my sisters, my uncle, you know, my sister's wife. It's family. And those are my favorite people in the entire world. But this is a different Thanksgiving, right? I'm sure you're experiencing it also. There's a pandemic that's going all over the world. We're in another spike. Scottsdale, Arizona is starting to heat up. And we're trying to, you know, claim our position as number one hotspot again. We're number one. And my wife and I are doing something different this year. You know, my parents are getting older, right? Like as all of ours are, but I'm not spending time with family this year on Thanksgiving. And that's a little bit of a different feeling. I mean, normally we get together and I open the wine and I get to play in the kitchen with my sisters and get the food ready and all that good stuff. And then all the work I put in at the beginning with working on that turkey and then organizing the platter with the dark meat on the right side and the light meat on the left side, like all of that. I even hide good pieces of turkey that I know I'm going to pull out of there later for my own plate. I do that. But this has been an unusual year. Pandemic swept across the world. It pushed all of us away from interacting with our teammates and colleagues on a daily basis. I'm in the office today, and this isn't Thanksgiving that I'm recording this. It's a couple days before. But I'm in the office, and once again, it's like Groundhog Day. I'm the only one here, just me, myself, and I. And it's hard for me to talk about Thanksgiving without talking about that it's been a good year and a bad year. Like, I haven't seen my mom, who lives in Los Angeles, since February, and we normally see her every month and just cherish that time together. My dad lives a couple of blocks from me. I see him sporadically, like once a month. We socially distance, but I'm personally bypassing Thanksgiving this year. I don't even think I'm having turkey and stuffing and all my favorite items, and I'm not protesting it. I mean, this has been one of our hardest years ever, as you can imagine, as a business owner, and we struggled through the year, and a lot of this year was getting our mind in the right place so we can handle adversity. But I default into positivity as part of my mental training. Like, no matter what type of hardship that we've gone through, I always think about the positives. And I guess I've kind of programmed myself how to do it. Every single time there is a hardship, I think about, don't judge the present moment. The present moment is often misleading. If I go back and look at my life, the present moment, each and every time when I look back at what I think is negative, what I really see in hindsight are significantly more positives that came from what I originally labeled as negative. I'll give you an example. 2008, when I had a heart procedure, I thought it was the end of the world. I was sure I was going to die. 2013, when Wendy was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was sure she was going to die. And we went through hell. And we did it together. And we were terrified. And in 2010, when I got laid off from the last company I built and grew that company to 40 employees, and then those employees, after 4 years of me training and leading and guiding them, they escorted me out the door and I was humiliated. I was sure that humiliation was going to scar my life forever. When I had skin cancer this year in the middle of the pandemic, and I had to have 3 procedures in 2 different spots on my nose over 12 weeks, and I was bandaged up, I was sure that I wasn't going to be able to get to the next stage in my career, and that I was going to have divots in the middle of my face, and my vanity overtook my rational thinking. And then when I looked back at it, each and every time, like if you pulled Wendy aside and you asked her about cancer, or me about the heart, or my skin cancer, or when I got laid off, there are a zillion positive things that came from what I originally labeled as a negative in my life. And so I know this has been the hardest year, and it has been for all of us. Somehow I grew this year more than I've ever grown before. I taught myself more about who I really am on the inside. What about you? Because what I'm grateful for is that when I go through hardship, like this pandemic, the person that shows up is my real person, the real one who lives inside, the one that is the peaceful, loving leader that wants to hold the torch and is going to persevere and get everybody else to the other side. That's what I'm grateful for. And the same things happened with my learning disabilities growing up. I had 23 years of total depression, frustration, anxiety, negativity, all of that chaos that I went through, and the arguments with my parents and the feeling that I wasn't good enough and not able to compete, all of that built who I am today. And I am willing to bet that what we went through together as a community and as a world through COVID, when we look back at this, this will be another one of the, besides the devastation, of course, and the obvious loss of life, this will be another one of those moments where we recognize the beauty that came from it, the deeper connection to family, the deeper belief in our ability to persevere, to pivot, to prosper, to help rally our tribe to get to the next level. Like, that's what I'm grateful for. So why am I opting out on Thanksgiving this year? I'm not protesting Thanksgiving. When the pandemic started, I, instead of sitting on the couch and taking bong hits and getting deep into Tiger King, I leaned in on my job and on my thought leadership and my video marketing and my courses and my client training. I leaned in hardcore to the point where I just did 6 months without a vacation. I just took my wife to Sedona with her parents, but I haven't recovered yet. And I'm exhausted. And I'm hoping over Thanksgiving that I can do nothing, clear my brain, refrag my mental hard drive, and get myself into position to approach December like that peaceful, loving leader that I know I need to be in order to persevere. And I'm thankful for that, because right now, just between us, I'm going through an exhausted period. And when I get exhausted, I get a little depressed, and I can't come up with content and can't create ideas. And I already know not to judge the present moment, because what I'm going through is developing something beautiful. Because what's coming up in March in my life, on March 23rd to be exact, because it's already booked, is life-changing and transformative for my business, and I can't wait to tell you about it. But it would have never happened if I didn't put my head down through the entire COVID experience and bear down on my work to get my life and my wife and my company to the next level. And now I'm dealing with the repercussions, because I'm dry on the inside and exhausted. So for Thanksgiving, I'm bypassing the gravy and that cranberry yummy goodness, and I'm just working on getting caught up on sleep because I'm thankful for where we've come, and I'm even more excited about what's coming next. Sending you and your family lots of love on this Thanksgiving. I'm excited to tell you what's headed, and I'm grateful to have you be a part of it.